Welcome. We're rather used to the image when we picture Yaakov showing up to Lavan's house, that he shows up empty-handed. We're used to the image of Eliezer Eben Avram when he shows up with all these gifts, and then Yaakov comes and he doesn't have anything. Rashi tells us in Reishit Chavted Yud Aleph that there's a nice medrash that he mamish came with Yadayim Rekaniyot completely empty. Why? Because Eliphaz, Esav's son, came and attacked Yaakov and he wanted to kill him, and he convinced him not to kill him but to take all his money in an ani chashav kameit, and he left him penniless, and then when he shows up he's penniless. So the Sforno says that this isn't the pshat, even though, and we'll get back to this in a second, even though when Yaakov finally leaves Laban's house and he crosses, he's about to meet Esav, he tells Hashem, katonti mikol chasadim, thank you for everything you did for me, kivim akli avarti the yarden azai, I crossed with my stick, but not, that's all I had, and now look at me, I have this big family, all the sheep, so thank you Hashem for all you did for me, and help me out while I'm about to meet Esav. So the Sforno says, don't think that Yaakov had no money, because we know some things about what it is that you would expect a person who's getting married to have. Also, what you would expect of he might not have, from values, but Lavan was still a father and still wants something for his daughter. So he's not going to let his daughter marry just anyone. He wouldn't let her, he was a chashuv person in town. He's not going to let her marry some pauper, somebody who's not going to be able to support her in any way. We know that you have to, when you get married, you have to be able to support your wife. There's a chiyuvim, in fact, what we refer to as sher, ksut, and onav, but you have to be able to provide her with food, you have to be able to provide her with clothing, you have to be able to provide her with housing. So you have to have some kind of means of being able to pay to support her. So he said, and in fact, you can't imagine that Lavan would have let her marry somebody who doesn't have it. So what is it that he's asking Lavan for when he worked 7 years? So he says, no, it's not that he didn't have money for the basic needs, but he didn't have a way to make a further living. He had some money, and he was able to provide what he needed now, but he needed a living to be able to make a further living. That's part of the deal when he comes and wants to work for her, and that's part of the deal when he wants to leave. When he comes and wants to work for her, in fact, he says, this explains something for us. Because what is it that he says in the pasuk? Evdecha sheva shanim berachel bitcha ktana. I'm going to work for 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. He knows who Rachel is. So why does he say your younger daughter? So the Sforno says, he had this idea. He took sheva shanim yata itodim betuchal ben kach lasi agdola. In the meantime, he knew that he wanted to marry the older one off. So I'll marry her in 7 years. In the meantime, you'll marry off the older one. By then, it'll be time I can marry the younger one. So what is it he wants to work 7 years for? So there's something referred to as mohar, as in you pay the father money so that he'll let you marry his daughter. We know this in the Torah. In Yimayin Avia Leteta Lo Kesav Yishkol Kemor Betulot, that the father doesn't want to let you marry her, so you give him money. There's a knas. But there's this, the father is the one who controls, and you give the father the gift. The father has a skut to marry off his daughter, and he gets the money up to a certain age. If you marry a girl while she's a certain age, the father is the one who gets the money that you're mekadesh with. So Yaakov had means to be able to support them for a short while, but he didn't have money for that gift. Certainly one appropriate to be able to get such a wonderful girl like Rachel away from her father, Lavan. So therefore, that's where the plan is for 7 years. I'm going to work for you, and I'll be able to give you that gift, and you'll give me your daughter. When all that's done, and he's done 14 years, that's why he has a further thing. He says, okay, now I'm going to leave, but I still don't have ways to support myself. In other words, now I need all the sheep. Now I need a means for a living. So again, when he leaves, Shalchani Valecha, he says, send me away. He's saying, once again, Afa Bishalo Ayaz Biadom Mekneh. That's what it means. When he's saying, I passed with only my stick, he means I didn't have all these sheep. He didn't say I didn't have any, gold coins in my pocket. We didn't have any sheep. And therefore, Amanam Hayab Yado Dailich Yod. Yes, he had enough to live. Im Nashav Uvanav, the Fachot Dailich Not Lechem Simlau Mazon. Enough to be able to buy clothing and basic food sustenance, but nonetheless, not enough that was roi for that tzaddik in order to be able to go and not eventually die hungry. And certainly not enough for Lavan to be willing to let his daughter go, and everybody's going to say, hey, where's your daughter? What, you know, what's she up to? Well, she died because I let her husband go and he couldn't support her. So that's what this Forno is saying. It's not that he was poor. He had enough money. You shouldn't think that Yaakov Avinu would have been irresponsible and reckless enough to marry somebody without being able to provide for them that which you're mechuyev to provide for your wife. So don't think that about the Avot, but also don't think that, meaning if you do think that, you're also misunderstanding the pshat of the psukim, says the Sforno. That's not what Vayehav Yaakov et Rachel v'yomer evdechas sheva shanim v'rachel bitcha ktana. It's not to give me 7 years and then I'll be able to provide her with her clothing and her home and everything. No, that he's got. But he's be able to give the gift to him. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, Vayavod Yaakov Berechel Sheva Shanim V'yu Be'inav Kiyamim Achadim Ba'avoto Ota, when he worked 7 years and he says for him it was such a short amount of time, why was it Kiyamim Achadim? So says the Sforno, Shechashav She'er Roy Latit Mohar Rav Mizeh. The amount that he had to give Lavan in order to be able to get Rachel from him, he thought would have had to been way more than that. And the fact that for just 7 years of work, he's going to be able to earn enough to be able to get her from him, to him, that was smaller than amount. And same too, when he tells the wives that his plans to leave, they say, he already sold us off. But the Pasuk says, Ki bachar laya. They thought, you already got it. You already paid more than your share. Why are we sticking around? And that was the plan. So the Sforno tells us a very important idea about Yaakov Avinu being able to marry Rachel, which was that he did have enough to support her. He wouldn't have, meaning, you don't have to have enough for 20 years of your life when you get married. You have to have enough for the next few weeks, and you'll figure it out. You have to be responsible enough to be able to make a living and be able to support her. So he didn't come penniless and want to marry her, and was working in order to be able to support her in the immediate future. It was only for the long-term future, and specifically to be able to give that mohar, that gift, that dowry to, if that's the word I think it is, to Lavan, to be able to get Rachel from him. And specifically, so this Sforno says, A, don't think that about the avot, but B, that's also not the pshat and the psukim.